Welcome, Michael.
Hi, it's nice to be here.
So you recently took on a new job here in Tantramar, and it's like a new position for the town. So tell me about what you're doing.
Yeah, so I am the youth strategic coordinator with a program called U-Turns. There's a worker in most schools in Anglophone East now at middle school or high school level. And my role is to support students that are experiencing complex issues, whether it's behavior, mental health, food security, transportation, isolation, you name it. So very flexible, and I'm able to kind of go places that a counselor couldn't go. So it's sort of paratherapeutic. I try to get kids into mental health services, but also can take kids grocery shopping, or if they don't have a safe place to live, help them figure out where they're going to live or do those kinds of things.
Wow. So like a super practical focus, like anything that a kid might need that they're missing in their
life. Essentially it's we call it case management. In addition to that, however, part of the job is to create resources in the Tantramar area. So if there are things that we think are missing that youth could benefit from, or things that youth want to change or create in their community, I'm there to help enable that.
Let's talk a bit about go back and talk a bit about why, why is this a standard position in schools right now?
I recently was reading, and unfortunately the data isn't super recent, it's pre-pandemic, but Social Development did a community well-being survey for Tantramar in 2017. And at that point, only 34% of high school students or high school age people in our area said they know where to go to get help when they need it. Part of it is people, are facing a lot of different overlapping barriers. For people that are living way out in Capelet or Port Elgin, or Midgick, it's hard to get to services. Don't necessarily know a lot of people. But generally I think that it's where we're at as a society. People are disconnected, right? So we need some people to work on building those connections.
Yeah. Obviously there's confidentiality, and this is a small town, so without talking about anyone's personal information, obviously, what kind of issues, on a day-to-day would you be helping kids with?
The gamut, right? Housing is a big one. There are really all over the place, whether you're talking about cities or rural areas, there is youth homelessness. It looks so different.
Kids at Tantramar who don't have a secure place?
For sure. So helping people kind of figure out that. There are some, public government resources that people can get plugged into, but often what I end up doing is just kind of helping people strategize, evaluate their options, have someone to bounce ideas off of, and then offer if the place you are at is not safe, I can get you a ride if you have to leave. Mm-hmm. So we do that kind of thing. I do a lot of kind of employment counseling, helping people negotiate work situations, whether it's getting a job or dealing with working conditions. Dealt with some cases right out the gate. I've been in this role for 6 weeks, and week two had a high school student dealing with wage theft in Sackville. So we do that kind of thing. Mental health. Food security is a big one. In different ways, there are, close to 100 kids at Tantramar that receive some form of food assistance through the school, whether that's the school breakfast program, whether that's accessing the Tantramar food pantry, whether that's we had 20, 25 kids getting a weekly take-home meal kit, sort of almost like a HelloFresh, but school staff are making them themselves. So important to get people connected to those programs, but then with the school year over and people aren't busing into town anymore, trying to kind of find ways to bridge the summer gap and make sure that people are going to have their food needs met. So we do that kind of stuff. I also take kids bowling and fishing and, try to do, and it does have a hard purpose, but it's also just fun. And fun is restorative, and it's an important thing.
We all know this, right?
It's a human right. It's developmentally necessary, right?
Yeah. So I think everyone is, after the pandemic, there was a crash course in we need more than food and shelter as well. We also need social interaction and to see people. So one of the other reasons I wanted to talk to you this week in particular is because speaking of sort of cultural side of things, you have helped get organized an all ages show in Sackville.
Yeah, I have. So, and this is coming from, I think that it's a need that, you know, youth are expressing, like, we need spaces to hang out. And, you know, even from my point of view, I think it's crazy that a community of our size doesn't have a youth center. And so the hope is we're working with the Sackville Commons, and we would really like to, over, you know, the next year or so, develop a youth drop-in space where people can come and hang out, engage in programming, get some food, and do those kinds of things. But to get the ball rolling, we're thinking, let's have some events. Let's have some open mics, some coffee houses, some concerts. And so on June 30th, we are going to have an open mic and a concert with a local garage rock band, Reclaim the Vents. They're all Tantrum R students, and they're pretty solid. So I think it's going to be a fun night for youth and other community members to come and just, you know, like, be together in a non bar space and enjoy music. There are not an awful lot of, I mean, we're starting to see more concerts in Sackville now. It's great. Mm-hmm. But there are not a lot of concerts that you can go to if you're 14, or, you know, in that zone, or if you just don't want to be around, you know, drinking and all of that.
Yeah. Music venues have, you know, for one reason or another, whatever, they historically, culturally, typically have been in bars, but yeah, so there, it's interesting. You do need to sort of carve out that space where it's like, well, this is a non-drinking establishment, but we're also going to have these events.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it's like, everyone's still reeling from the pandemic in so many different ways, but we lost those kind of non-commercial cultural spaces, right? You know, if you're not selling, you know, $9 drinks, how do you keep the lights on, right? And so, you know, places like Moncton that had, you know, long-standing all ages, you know, house venues or semi-public spaces, those are gone. And we need that stuff here. So we're going to do it. It's going
to
rock.
I got to say, I'm like, really, it really cheered me up to see that there is, like, you know, high school students playing music together, getting together, you know, maybe writing songs, being creative. And, like, because coming out of the pandemic, I think a lot of us worried mostly about youth and, like, how disconnected they might become. And so it's just great, great news story for everyone, even if you're not going to. Even if garage rock is not your cup of tea, you should be happy to hear this.
And to be fair, like, more than half of the event is going to be kind of an open participation variety show. So I'm hoping we'll get some poetry and some comedy and some folk and, you know, other stuff too, right? But
And when you say all ages, do you think it will be like all ages? Do you expect some oldies there as well as the youth?
There are definitely going to be some oldies.
That's not a technical term.
And some young folks. But I think, like, that's cool too, because we know that for youth mental health, it's a protective factor to have non-familial adult relationships, to, you know, have people, you know, mentors or supportive people that you know in your community, and, you know, to know and be known and be connected is really important. On the note of, you said earlier, it's really cool to know that, like, you know, there are some high school students that are rocking. I want to give a little shout out to the high school's music program. And Tanya Dunlop is the music teacher there. In week two of me doing this job, they had the high school music program's final concert. And I just popped in to see what was going on. And one of the things that she had kind of crafted through the pandemic, when kids can't sing and play wind instruments, is she's like, all right, I'm going to teach all these kids to play drums, bass, and guitar now. And there, you know, there are some people that are playing wind instruments and doing vocal and other things too. But the core of that music program is forming rock bands, which, you know, as a kid who, you know, grew up in, you know, a music program that was like symphonic band and, you know, like classical music and marching band and stuff, it's so cool to see something updated and relevant that kids really feel good about, and that then they can carry into their community and, you know, do in the summer or do after high school in a much different way, a less formal way, and a more, I think, kind of easier for people to, like, take it on and make it their own. So I'm excited to, you know, give these kids a platform to do what they're going to do.
All right. And yeah, so anyone out there who has a talent, they should be stepping up, showing up on the 30th.
Yep, you got it. There is a public Facebook event for it. There are posters around town. But if you miss it, the band is Reclaim the Vents. It's June 30th, doors at 6:30. And yeah, prices are $5 for youth, $8 for adults, free for anyone who's performing. If someone can't pay it, we'll waive the fee, because we just want people to show up and have a good time and be together.
That's Youth Strategic Coordinator Michael Freeman. Reclaim the Vents headlines tonight's all-ages open mic at the Sackville Commons on Lorne Street.